Thank you, Chair, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak on this item. I would like to just limit my comments to the issue on S&T and some of the discussions that have been taking place now. The issue of the S&T review is something that is crucial for the convention. It has been something that has been recognized during the past intersessional process. It was recognized during the last review conference in the ISP before that, and in fact is one of the main issues that throughout time of the BWC has been recognized as something which the state parties need to work on further. Out of the many views that have been expressed in the various working papers, we feel that many of them have merit. It is important, in our view, as we move forward on this, that we look at some of the principles that would guide us in terms of how we look at the S&T review. One important principle, in our view, is the issue of national ownership, and that is that state parties are able to control that. What we also understand by that is that it means that in the interim periods, interim years before the next review conference, the MSP has to have some control over that. On the other hand, the mechanisms in terms of how we go about the S&T review has to remain technical in nature. We have to allow the experts and the scientists to be able to look at the S&T developments with as little interference from a political perspective as possible. But as we said, there needs to be ownership and then there needs to be national control through the meeting of state parties process. So it is that balance that needs to be looked at and to be considered further now and as we move into the review conference and when the decisions are made then. Also, there is a need of continuity as decisions and deliberations take place in one given year. It needs to be able to take into account developments such that as discussions take place in the following year of the ISP, decisions can be made whether at the MSP or which other level to ensure that the decisions reflect what is going on outside of the walls of this discussion room. So we feel that there is merit. We feel that no single approach is necessarily more advantageous than the other. But as decisions have to be made, and as those decisions have to be made in November, we think that it is essential that some sort of mechanism on S&T review be agreed upon, and that such mechanism reflect some of the principles necessary to ensure that we give the best and the most in-depth consideration we can to this matter. Thank you, Mr. Chair.